We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Hey Amad Aleph, and we are beginning the last words of Ayin Dalad Amad Beis. Sokta Gemara says in the Mishnah, one of the obvious malachas is HaKarei Amnas Litvar. You rip in order to re-sew it. Sokta Gemara, Kriya B'Mishkan Mihava. Where do we find in the Mishkan that we had Kriya, that we had a tearing? Where do we have that in the Mishkan? Rab Zer Darmat Havayim. Shaken Yeriah, Shenafel Ba Darno, if you have Yeriah, either it's a curtain or the covering of the Mishkan, that Shenafel Ba Darno, that in it fell a worm cut through it a little bit, cut through the material a little bit. So there, you have to replace that part of the material where the worm was. The problem is, a worm usually doesn't make an even hole. It usually could be round or like a diagonal. So what they did was they had to rip around it to make it into a nice square, and they'll sew it back that way. So can you reach an awful by darn a kairim boy? You rip a little bit of tie from an isa and you sew it up. So that's what you had kriya in the Mishkan. Amrav zutavar tuvia. Amrav hameteach chut shal tefira b'shabbos chayiv chatas. We're going to have here three members that Rav Zutra set up from Rav, and one of them is the geya tefer. That's why it's brought down in this Gemara. So he says, the first thing he says is, "Amateach chut shal tefira b'shabbos chayiv chatas." If you have a piece of material, a piece of clothing, that because it's a loose thread, therefore the material is like separating. So you pull the thread, and with that, it tightens. The whole piece of material tightens. So that's a problem of tefira. "Amateach chut shal tefira b'shabbos chayiv chatas." It's chayiv chatas just by pulling that, by putting both things together. And that's a chibur, that's called a tfira and yichai v'chatas. That's halacha number one he said over. Another halacha he said, v'aloymeid dova echad min ha-mogush chayiv misa. A Rav said, oh, no, remember, that someone learns one thing from a mogush is chayiv misa. And Rashi explains, mogush, because Rav Lashitasa will see soon, mogush means someone who's a min la'avodah zarah. He's someone who's very attached to Avodah Zarah, and you're not learning anything from him, because since he's full of Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to learn something from him. If you learn something from him, Chayiv Misa V'Dei Shemayim. V'Yedei L'Chashiv T'Kufa Yisum HaZolis V'Ein HaChoshiv. And someone who knows how to figure out, he's smart enough, he's learning enough to figure out that T'Kufa Yisum HaZolis, how to orbits and constellations work, Ein V'Ein HaChoshiv, he doesn't do that, also Saper Menu. You're not allowed to say, oh, very tired from him. The Ben Yehuda explains, because we'll see in the Gemara, that the reason why a person is supposed to be busy with Tekufas Mazalas is to show the world the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're not going to mefarsim the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not going to mefarsim anything you say either. That's why also Saper Menu. Now let's say over from him any memories, because Mida Kenega Mida, he didn't want to mefarsim with the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are not going to mefarsim his godless. Zogt Gemara Vaita, Magushasa u Amgusha, which is the really word before we had Magush, what does that mean? It's Machlaikis, Rav Shmuel. Chado Macharshi, one man the Yama says it is a Charshi, which is a Kishif Macha, Machashif, Rashi says. Vachado Magadufi, the other one says it's a person who is Oduk Lavar Ezara. Umagadif Tomadis Hashem, Rashi says. He's always Chas Hashem cursing Hashem, that's what's called Gadufi. So what's a magush? Is magush a charashim kishmacha or gedufe, a person busy with a zara? So it's machlok is Rav Shmuel. Now who holds what? Testayim the Rav d'om a gedufi. Let's bring a raya that Rav is the one who holds that a magush is a min lavoid zara. Why? Because you just learned Amar Rav Zutra bar Tov Yom Rav haloi medav an echam min hamagush chayiv misa. That if you learn something from a magush, chayiv misa. And if Isaac Adai the Chamagush was a Charash, he was a Kishif Macher, that you let to learn. And the reason we let to learn, the Gemara is going to say, is because you have to know what's Kishif, what's not Kishif. Just in case a Navi Sheker comes, you should know what's real, what's not real. Isaac Adai Charashi, Haksib says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisilma La Asos, you shouldn't learn to do like Kishif Macher. But you let to learn in order to paskin and to understand. Like Rashi says, Shetucha Lamit Behem V'Miyasa Novi Shekel Fanecha Shetovin Shimachashiv. You should do it. If you see a Novi Shekel, you'll know he's a Kishav Macha, not a real Novi. So it has to be Rav learns that Magush is a Min Levar Zara, because he says if you learn something from a Magush, you're Chayiv Misa. Now, if it was a Kishav Macha, you'll have to learn something from him. So it must be he was a Min Aduk Levar Zara. Omer Hashem Bapazi, Omer Hashem Alevi, Mishavak Kapara, Kol HaYudeya Lachshev V'Tekufa Yisra Mazalos. Anyone who knows, who's smart enough, and can learn and can mechashev the tkufos of hazalos, the different seasons, different constellations, the different orbits of the sun, and he doesn't make the cheshbonis. Akosav Omer v'espal Hashem lo yabitu. You didn't look at the ways of Hashem. Amaisi yod lero. You didn't see his handiwork. It's a tie on him. Omram Shmuel Achmei Nam Yechanan mit o Yonison min. How do you know it's a mitzvah on a person to be mechashev tekufos mazal? Shneim says in the pasuk, "V'shmartem va'asisem." You should watch it. Shmartem always means you should learn it. Va'asisem, you should do it. Kihi chachmaschem uvinaskum leinei amim, because that is the chachma and the bina in front of the nations of the world. Ezu chachma bina shileinei amim. Which chachma bina does the nations of the world see? Havayim is a chishev tekufos mazal. It's a person who is mechashev the tekufos. And Rashi explains shechachma hanikarasi. It's chachma that you could recognize. Shemara lehem simin ledvarav. He shows when he says his chachma, he could show simin. He'll show behil chama mazolos. He could tell him exactly when the sun will be where and what season's going to be when. So it's a clear chachma that you could prove and could prove to people. So you're showing the people, the nations of the world, your chachma and the Eivishter's chachma. So that's the pasuk. So Rav Shmuel Rachman of Yerushalayim says it's a mitzvah for Adam Chashav Tekufos Mazalos. And actually, it's the Machlokes Rishonim if this is one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Smag in Asei Mem Vav says this is a mitzvah say, and it's one of the 613 mitzvahs to learn Tekufos Mazalos. And the same thing, the Bahag also learns like that, the way Rambam learns. That it's a mitzvah. And all the Rishonim, the Rabban, all the Rishonim, the Rabban, and others argue very stark, well, it's not a mitzvah, but the Tzara, it's a real mitzvah. And the Sfasemes here even says that, firstly, time is that if someone's learning Torah, he shouldn't be busy with this. But then he says, no, maybe he should, because it's a mitzvah. So it's a big shiloh, this mitzvah, how literally you take this mitzvah, how strong a mitzvah, is definitely a mitzvah, but the Shabbos is one of the mitzvahs of the 613 mitzvahs, the big mechlekes Rishonim. So getting back to Hilchos Shabbos. Hatzod Tzvi, said in the Mishnah, trapping a deer, is one of the Lamatas Malachas. Tanu Rabbanan, Hatzod Chalozoin, someone who traps a Chalozoin is the type of fish or other water creature that they make Techeles with, and they needed it for the Mishkan, so they had the Chalozoin in the Mishkan. Now, Hatzod Chalozoin, someone traps a Chalozoin, and then squeezes it to get out the dye. You only chayiv one, which is chayiv at seder, chayiv at trapping. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv shtayim, Shehuda imar petziya v'chal disha. That when you squeeze out the dye, that's like dosh. Dosh means you're squeezing out the uncovered from the covered. Like for example, of dosh is schita, is a tolda of dosh. When you squeeze out an orange, make orange juice. So here petziya is squeezing out this chalos and v'chal disha. So therefore you're chayiv two. Yechayev for the trapping and for the squeezing. Amrulai, ain't petziah v'chal disha. The Chum said, no, petziah is not a problem of disha. What's pshat? Amrulava, my time with the Rabbanon. Kesavri ain't disha l'gdule karka. Because the Rabbanon say that dosh is only by gdule karka. So far we had before, ma'amir is first gemara in gdule karka. And here we have dosh, the first gemara is only by gdule karka. And we said yesterday from the Rishayim, Mekubi Toichin is also only by gdule karka. But like upon him, we're saying over here, ain't dosh el gdule karka. Now, in this Gemara, I just want to tell a few things. First of all, it says that if you trap a chalazin, you chayev because of trapping. So there's a big shaila what the chalazin is. They want to know if they have the chalazin these days. So some say these days that the chalazin is the certain snail called the Meurex trunket, a certain type of snail. And that's what all the people wear techeles now are using that snail. So one of the big tainis on that pshat in chalazin is that it doesn't need trapping. A snail works very slow and it needs to vaimed. It's already trapped. You don't gotta trap it. It's not you don't need a big net to trap them. They're very easy to trap. So therefore, because they don't move too fast, they're a snail. So therefore, a lot of gedolim want a taina that's not a chalazon. What do they have an answer? They answer that tzod doesn't mean that it has to run away from you. Tzod means that I'm like taking it out of its habitat, you know, for myself. Which means, you know, it's deep. Let's say in the ocean, it's 10 feet into the ocean. I have to go down to the ocean and bring it up. Not because it's running away, but because I have to take it out. That's also called trapping. So that's one thing to speak out. Another thing I want to speak out is, it says, Ein disha el gdule karka. Look at the Rambam, Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin. He says that if someone milks an animal on Shabbos, he's chayiv because of dosh. You know, the milk is covered in the udders, and I take it out. That's dosh. And he even says someone who wounds someone, and the blood moves and makes it black and blue bark, also that's dosh. So the kasha is, I ain't dosh of gdulei karka. Dr. Maga Mishnah, a person and Adam are called gdulei karka. Gdulei karka doesn't mean growing from the ground. It means it nourishes from the ground. And since people and animals eat stuff, the main sustenance comes from things from the ground, like wheat and other things like that, grass, for behema. Therefore, they're called gedulei karka. Mashenken fish are not called gedulei karka. And the third thing I want to speak out is that Tosis asked that stam azayim, why aren't you chayiv stam when you take it out of the water, so then you're killing it because taking it out of its water. So that alone should be chayiv because until shama, third chiyuv. So Tosis answers that since when it comes out of the water, it doesn't die right away. It is mefarches, and it like jumps around until it dies. So it itself is a makar of its own misa, and therefore, you're not chayiv because of tilas hashama. But the Gemara is going to ask a different kash about tilas hashama right now. Right, the Gemara, when I take out this chalos and I trap it, and I squeeze out the tcheles, the blood, the blue blood from it, we said you chayiv two, maybe, if you're Yehuda. Dosh and trapping. If you're Rabbanan, only trapping because it's not gedulei karka. But what about when I squeeze it, I kill it? It's tilas hashama. L'chayim na'avim shum tilas hashama. Shvi chayim also because of tilas hashama on Shabbos. You know, like kill ba'chay on Shabbos. That goes to the isra of sheichet. Rabbi Yechanan shepotzei meis. Rabbi Yechanan says the case was that you squeezed it after it died. You took it out of it, you trapped it, and it died, and then you squeezed it out. And therefore, you didn't kill it. No problem. Rabbi Amafilotem shepotzei chayim. Even if you squeezed it when it was alive, misasek hu eitzel on tilas hashama. Regarding Tilas Hashama, it's Misasek. It's only Misasek, and Tosfos speaks out, Misasek, Lav Dafka, Misasek, the sugya we have before, Misasek. What he means to say is that it's Eini Mechavin. I'm not trying to kill it. I'm trying to squeeze out the blood. I'm not trying to kill it. Freit the Gemara, Vavayev Rav Amar Tavayo, Moider Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, who holds Eini Mechavin as Mutter, he's Moider, Psik Reisha, Lo Yomus. He's Moider by Psik Reisha. Something's for sure going to happen that's called Mechavin. That's Chayiv. So what are you saying? It's Eini Mechavin. Lamais is psik reisha. And for the Gemara, Shani Hacha, the common disbein Hashama, as long as it's alive, tvei nichalei, it's better for him. The dye comes out much clearer while it's alive, and much nicer while it's alive. So you want it to be alive, you don't want it to die. So the way Rashi learns is that it's a psik reisha de loy nichalei. It's a psik reisha maybe, but I don't want it to happen. And psik reisha loy nichalei is not chayiv. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos has kashas from Gemara on this. And he holds that wouldn't help to be matrips. It's the loy nichle is mashma that only by loy nichle is mutter. But let's say loy ichpes lei, they don't care. It would be chayiv according to Rashi. And Tosfos brings a raya that even there is mutter. So what's the pshat? He says that since I don't want it, it becomes a malacha she'in tzricha legufa. We know Rav Shimon holds malacha she'in tzricha legufa as potter, and therefore that means I don't want that. I don't need that malacha for the malacha itself. So here I don't need the malacha. I don't need it to be dead to get out the blood. If I care, I want it to be alive. So it's malacha she'in tzricha legufa, and therefore that is the reason why it's not chayiv from tilas neshama. Zok to Gemara vayter shchita va'ashoychta. It says in the Mishnah va'ashoychta shochat m'shamayim chayiv. What are you chayiv shochet for? So this is a very difficult Gemara. What's the kasha? Sheikhta is one of Lamentas Malachas, and you kill an animal, that's Sheikhet. So Rashi learns, like, where was it in Lechas HaMishkan? Where do you have it? And Tosfos learns a little more simple. Tosfos learns that's not going on Sheikhet of our Mishnah. That's partially what you use Sheikhet for. You want to kill the animals to make the skins or whatever else. Sheikhet means a regular Sheikhet. For what are you chayiv when you shech the animal? Is it more than just until the Shama or not? That's Gemara's question. Sheikhim Shema Machayev, when you shech the animal, could it be more than one chiyev of the Til Shama or not? So Rav Amar Shem Tzeveya, Chayev also because it's Tzeveya, that the blood colors the skin of the animal, and we'll see why you want that, and therefore it's Chayev Shem Tzeveya. Shmuel Amar Shem Til Shama. Shmuel says when you shech the animal, that's the Issa of the Tilas the Shama. It's only because Tzeveya, not because of Tilas Hashama. That's all why it's us on Shabbos. That's the Issa Malacha only on Tzeveya, no Tilas Hashama. Also Tzeveya. Not only Chayiv because of Tilas Hashama, it's also Chayiv Mishum Tzeveya. Now, if you read Rashi, learned the Gemara's question was, where was it in the Mishkan? So, Rav is saying that you have Sheikhet in the Mishkan in two places, Tzeveya and by Netilas Hashama, when you kill the animals. And according to Tosafos, saying, Stam, Sheikhet, what's Chaya for? It's Chaya for Tzeveya and Netilas Hashama. So the question is going to be, like, what's Tzeveya? What's Tzeveya? Amar Rav, Milsa da Amri, Eimim Milsa. The thing I'm saying Tzeveya, let me explain myself. If not, the Doris will come afterwards, they're going to laugh at me. V'luchu alai. They're going to laugh at me. Tzeveya? You shech the animals, Tzeveya? What are you talking about? Dr. Gemara, Tzeveya my nichalei. What do you want, Tzeveya? Nicha, the lisveis beis hashchita dama. You want the beis hashchita to get red with dam. Why? So people should come and buy it. You know, people come to the butcher shop, because they didn't have refrigerators, and they see a piece of meat. Now, if it doesn't have blood on the beis hashchita, they're going to say, hey, you shechted it 2 weeks ago and it's getting spoiled already. But you see, it's fresh with the blood, you're going to want to buy it, and that makes you want to buy it more, and therefore, it's a iser tzeveya, because I want the tzviya. I want the tzviya, and therefore, it'll be an iser tzeveya, and that's why Rav says, when you shechted iser tzeveya. But you have to speak out that l'chayra, we paskin pashtus, there ain't tzviya ba'ichlin. Someone makes coffee on Shabbos. If he doesn't do a bit iser bishl, does a klish tishli, whatever he does, or tea, with a klisishiki revi, l'chayra, in a het dig away, with 2 cents, l'chayra, what happened to iser tzeveya? You're coloring the water. So l'chayra, so we thought ain't tzviya ba'ichlim. So what's pshat over here that's tzviya? So 3 truths to this is very negated l'maisa. 3 truths. One teretz is that over here you want the tzviya. It's a very important purpose, the tzviya. Therefore, it's awesome. Hashem, when I make my coffee, I don't really care if the coffee is a certain color or the tea is a certain color. I want it to taste good. So therefore, since the tzviya is you don't really want the tzviya, it's not called. That's called in tzviya ba'ichlim. That's one teretz. The other teretz is that here the base of shechita became colored was the leather, which is not oichel. That's why ain't tzviya ba'ichlim. You're right, but here it wasn't oichel, therefore it is tzviya, because it was the leather around, you know, the skin around the neck that became colored. That's teretz number 2. And teretz number 3 is it's taka machlekes over here, and some taka say that this man dema holds the yesh tzviya ba'ichlim. It's taka machlekes rav. And Shmuel, if you rabbit's fear by Eichlin, it's Shmuel not. We pass on Shmuel, ain't fear by Eichlin.